Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
That's right, it's Bosom Selector time. We're joined by Grom. How are you this morning?
Shoulder, good, thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming in. I wish I could say like nice and early, but
right,
you're used to this, man.
Yeah.
It's the grind.
Little, yeah. it's pretty early on there on a Friday morning for sure. I'm dying. Yeah, every time I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck?
It's going to be rough this week.
Yeah.
Daylight savings.
Yeah.
All right, get that sleep schedule in check, man. So you do Friday mornings right before us.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. And you do a show called Teenage Frequencies. Do you want to tell the listeners like a bit about how you got into what brought you up here?
Yeah, well, I think about maybe... I don't know, a year, probably coming up on a year ago, I was probably listening to BFM kind of like consciously. I'd be like, okay, you know, it's time to chuck on the radio. And then I always loved the vibe of it. And kind of at the start of this year, I sort of just put my name down for the volunteer thing, obviously. And then lots of emails to Anika. Lots of just going, hi, Anika, can I please have this? Can I please have this? Can I get the show? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
And yeah, just kind of proposing it, and yeah, that's the main thing. Just wanted to be up here, and I thought I could add to the good selection of music, for sure.
And you do that for sure. Yeah. I'm so glad you pestered Anika through the emails.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about Teenage Frequencies. Like, what's the vibe of your show? I love listening to it when I'm getting ready for breakfast. It's chef's kiss.
Yeah.
But, what are you trying to kind of convey when you do a show?
Well, each show I bring on a new teenager, basically, or try to. Just the moves and shakers of the teenage world that I kind of know. Yeah, just bring the people some, you know, like I feel like almost teenagers can be so shaped by their music in a way, and I'm sure it continues on, but teenagers are kind of figuring out where they're going, especially in their music, so it's kind of like channeling that a little bit and getting people to just, I don't know, show us their groove sort of thing, and yeah.
Because I feel like the music that you listen to while you're a teenager is the music that really sticks with you for life, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can remember all the songs I was listening to when I was 15.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, you've brought up two tracks. And I thought we'd start with this one from Fred Again and Josie.
Yeah.
10. Why'd you choose this? I love Fred Again.
Yeah. Well, I just, yeah, likewise, I've... Can't get enough of Fred, and this was probably the first song I started to like thrash a little bit of Fred Again. I was like always into this one, and yeah, I can't really say too much else about it. It's just a cracker tune. He's just really good at putting these pieces together, so yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm so excited. Okay, we're gonna listen to 10 from Fred Again and Josie.
Here we go.
Ten days. soda, but you're still not here. Still in the rust right here. Still in the rust right here. Still in the rust right here. Right here.
Back it up and drop it. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, just like, where do you learn to produce beats like that at?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's something else. Yeah, oh, I love cooked. Fred again. Yeah. Absolutely cooking in the kitchen. And so the other track you've brought us is Sam Fender with 17 Going Under.
Yeah.
Tell us the tale of this one.
Well, this was, I remember I was coming in, I was probably skipping school actually. I came in, I was just like doing a morning glory. I was filling in for someone, and then Nico was like, oh, what are you going to play? And it was just like, oh yeah, okay, this is probably a good first song, 17 Going Under by Sam Fender. And I was like, oh yeah, might as well play this one now, because it's good sum up, I reckon, of just my music taste. If it's like guitar-y, it's either like Fred again or like a bit of ravey kind of stuff, or it's kind of guitar-y and bandy, I suppose. I don't really alternative, but yeah, I just couldn't think of any better song for, and it's got 17 in it, so
that's true. And that is true. That's how old you are, right?
No, I'm 18.
Oh,
now,
you're 18 now.
Used to be.
No, when I met you, yeah. We've all been 17 once.
Yeah,
right? Oh, that's really cool. So everyone can listen in to Teenage Frequencies. Do you always get there on time?
Oh, a couple of mornings have been, like, the alarm's been a bit crook, and I got here about an hour late. It was just, yeah, a bit of a shocker. But
it's hard.
Yeah, nah.
So that's on Friday mornings from
5 a.m. till 7 a.m.
5 yeah. till 7. And I highly recommend you tune in. It gets me so ready for a Friday.
Right, yeah.
Like, energy restored.
Yeah.
So everyone tune into Teenage Frequencies or catch it on the B-cast if you're not that much of an early riser.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Grom, for coming up today.
All good.
We're gonna walk you out to 17 Going Under. Sweet Sam guys. Fender.
Shout out to all the teenagers on holiday.
Yeah. Get it.
Enjoy this tune.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos. Cold September's, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach. The busies wound us up. Do it all again next week. An embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred. Embarrass yourself for someone. Crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and curses you when you die. So if you fleece you up your beauty. spent my teens in rage, spiraling in silence, and I arm myself with a grin, cause I was always the fucking joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, locker room talking, lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirrored picture of my old man, oh god, the kids are damn hard, can't he chant that, but he looks sad.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.